His name hung in the air like a whispered secret, shrouded in mystery and uncertainty. A stranger to me, his presence loomed large in the dimly lit room, casting long shadows that danced across the walls. His intentions were as elusive as the flickering candlelight, leaving me to wonder what lay hidden behind his inscrutable gaze. As he stood before me, a silhouette against the backdrop of my meager existence, his words echoed in the silence, sending a chill down my spine. To think that this man, a mere boy himself at the tender age of 22, would seek my hand and bend his wife was beyond comprehension. I, who had never known the touch of another, who had never felt the warmth of a lover's embrace, was now confronted with a proposition that threatened to upend my world. I have the body of a grown woman but not the wisdom. The notion of becoming his wife was as foreign to me as the distant stars that glittered in the night sky. I had spent my days in quiet solitude, my innocence preserved like a fragile blossom in the midst of a barren landscape. To imagine myself bound to another, to surrender my freedom and autonomy, filled me with a sense of dread and uncertainty. I watched in silent horror as my mother, a woman worn down by the burdens of poverty and desperation, acquiesced to his demands without a second thought. My eyes, once bright with youthful optimism, now dulled by years of hardship and toil, betrayed no hint of resistance as I nodded in agreement. It was a scene that played out with a painful familiarity, a cruel reminder of the sacrifices made in the name of survival. My mother, who had herself been a wife at the tender age of 12, understood all too well the harsh realities of our world. In her eyes, I saw reflected the resignation of countless women who had come before her, their dreams and aspirations sacrificed at the altar of necessity. And so, with a heavy heart and trembling hands, she ushered me forward, a silent witness to my own fate. In that moment, I felt the weight of her silent acquiescence pressing down upon me, a burden too heavy for my young shoulders to bear. But amidst the despair, there flickered a spark of defiance, a glimmer of hope that refused to be extinguished. Though I may have been bound by circumstance, my spirit remained unbroken, a flame that refused to be snuffed out by the darkness that threatened to consume me. In the blink of an eye, I was thrust into a world of uncertainty and fear, betrothed to a man I barely knew, whose face blurred into the tapestry of my nightmares.